T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Oregon Ducks are going to be in the Pac-12 title game again right here on The Fan coming up Friday evening down in Las Vegas, Nevada. And to talk a little bit about the Ducks season, his journey through it is a Jim Thorpe Award finalist, the nickname The General, Verone McKinley, kind enough to join us. You just got done with a workout, man. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How you doing?
I'm good, no doubt.
What was it? Was it a leg day today? What was the workout today?
It was a little total body. We hit a couple of things. We hit upper body and a little bit of lower. We do both. So,
you know, as you guys are going through the season, I always find it interesting how workouts change and you adapt from your off season to the in season. At what point are you guys at the workout? I mean, you're feeling those bumps and bruises throughout the course of a season. How is your body holding up have you guys like tapered off at this point in the year?
You know, you always got to make a couple adjustments just because, you know, throughout that duration of the season, but we take care of our bodies. We do some rehab stuff, especially as a team. They always emphasize going in and making sure we take care of our bodies, get treatment, getting cold tubs, hot tubs, stem, all different things. So,
Verone, I talked with you after the game against Oregon State, and I know that Utah loss left such a bad taste in your guys' mouth. As soon as you won the game against Oregon State, realized you'd punched your ticket to get a rematch against them. How much of a fire has that lit underneath you guys, knowing that you get another chance at a team that you did not play well against a few weeks ago?
We're excited. You know, that we felt that wasn't us, and honestly, that was probably the worst we've played since I've been here. So it's time. It's time to go. We're excited. We're ready to go, and we know what type of game it's going to be, and we're coming to it ready to play.
You know, if you guys play a physical brand. I mean, that's one of the things that when Coach Chris Baugh came in, he said that's what he wanted to establish, was that physical brand of football. And, you know, to that point, you know, when you guys went down to Salt Lake City, the physicality was brought to you guys. How do you guys attack that mentally as far as it's the bow your back time?
You know, it's about your mindset. And I feel like we're going into this mindset with, we know how it looked the first time we played them, and it's not going to look like that again. Mm-hmm. We got to take it to them. We got to start from the very first snap, whether that's kickoff, return. It starts there. We got to win all three phases, special teams, offense, defense. Every play matters. Every second matters. And we're going all the way till the clock says 0-0-0, being physical, punching them in the mouth. They're going to throw a couple of shots. That's just how football goes. But we're going to get up, and we're going to swing and keep swinging.
You certainly sound like somebody who's ready to go to war. So I have to ask you, where did the General nickname come from?
It started probably into last year, just because I control everything back there. So it was like kind of like the General, and that's just kind of started to form. And then, of course, this year it really blew up just with the way I've been playing. So that's kind of how that started.
We're talking with Verone McKinley, safety for the Oregon Ducks, heading down to the Pac-12 championship game. You know, Coach Cristobal says you take in every win, you celebrate it 24 hours, then you hit that reset button. When you wrap up the North Division and you win a rivalry game, does it feel a little bit different with you and your teammates kind of notching that first checkpoint off of your goals for the season?
Definitely, but we really didn't even celebrate it. We've been here before. We know how to handle ourselves. We're poised about it. But we lost to a team 2 weeks ago, and we lost in a very terrible fashion. Mm-hmm. So we were locked. We were ready to focus on Utah. Has been the focus since the clock hit 0-0-0, pretty much. We celebrated it in the locker room, and then we're like, we got to get back to work here in the next morning, getting ready to go. We know what it is. We know what type of game is going to be. we're excited. You could tell I'm ready to go.
I know. I think you wish the game was tonight as opposed to Friday.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that I think is really fun that we've gotten to see off the field from you this year is a little bit more of your personality in the Check Fade podcast. And that is something that you and I have talked about, too, is just how much you enjoy breaking down plays and doing analytics. How have you seen that? How has that developed, I guess, this year? And have you seen that affect your ability to see the field as a player anymore, given how much analysis and breakdown you're doing for your podcast?
This year it's been good. People have been busy, so we've tapered off a little bit, just a couple of episodes, but we're still trying to get back into the flow of it. We've had some really good episodes. We're trying to get some more guest people on there, some more different topics besides just talking football in the NFL. But then also for me and watching film and seeing different things, it definitely helps me. Like, for instance, the other day I was watching Seattle versus Arizona, the All-22, because I was watching Buda Baker specifically. And so just seeing the game from that perspective helps me implement things into my game. And I think he had ran the alley or something. And then, boom, we go play Oregon State, and I do the exact same thing. So it's just always helping me learn, always helping me understand deeper, because I'm not a finished product, and I know it can always get better.
I'm kind of worried you're coming after our jobs, though. You know, you're getting in the podcast game already. But you mentioned Buda Baker and watching All 22. Obviously, Buda is a guy that there are similarities between yours and his game. Who are the other guys that you kind of pick and choose from around the NFL that you go, I like what he does, and I see a similarity between he and I?
Buda Baker, Tyrann Mathieu, Quandre Diggs. I like Kevin Byard a lot, and Minkah Fitzpatrick. I like those probably a lot. Those are probably the ones that I watch the most.
That makes sense. So with the game plan for Utah this week, you talked about physicality. Is that the biggest – what is the biggest emphasis for you guys heading into Utah this week? What's the biggest tenet of your identity that you want to establish early and often?
Playing with that chip on our shoulder, with that confidence, that's big this week. But three things, probably just the physicality, the execution, and being disciplined. That's the three things right there. We do those things, I think it'll take care of itself.
Now, when you guys are heading down, the business trip goes down to Vegas. This is going to be the first time heading into a new facility. Mm. What's the mindset when you go down and you're heading into, what they call the Death Star down there, the big, dome in Allegiant Stadium, and heading into a new place? Because you guys have had great success down in Santa Clara at Levi's Stadium, and now it's somewhere new for the Pac-12 championship game.
Still a business trip. They can put the ball down in a Walmart parking lot. Still got to do what we got to do. So it's a business trip. We'll see the stadium. We know it's a nice stadium, but we got to handle business. It's a team that we lost to 2 weeks ago that embarrassed us. So
we have got Verone McKinley. Check out his podcast, the Check Fade podcast. He does it with Jared Taylor and Trevor Trout. You can download it where you can get your podcasts, and you can hear him right here on The Fan Friday night in the Pac-12 championship game. Man, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes after your workout and joining us. Good luck in the Pac-12 championship game and your bowl game coming up.
Appreciate it, no doubt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.